So, going back to faith, Jesus would say, in order to obtain, one must believe. Just as for the head, without the sight of the eyes, everything is darkness. Everything is confusion. So much so, that if one wanted to walk, he would stumble now at one point, now at another, and would end up falling completely. The same for the soul without faith. She does nothing but go from precipice to precipice. But faith serves as the sight of the soul, and as the light which guides her to eternal life. Now, what is this light of faith nourished by? By hope. Now, what is the substance of this light of faith and of this nourishment of hope? Charity. All three of these virtues are grafted to one another in such a way that one cannot be without the other. In fact, what good comes to man from believing in the immense riches of faith if he does not hope for them for himself? He will look at them, yes, but with indifferent eye, because he knows that they're not his. But hope provides the light of faith with wings, and by hoping in the merits of Jesus Christ, he looks at them as his own, and he comes to love them. Hope, Jesus said, provides the soul with a garment of fortitude, almost of iron, in such a way that all the enemies with their arrows cannot wound her. Not only this, but they cannot cause even the slightest disturbance. Everything is tranquility in her. Everything is peace. Oh, it is beautiful to see this soul invested with beautiful hope, all cleaving to her beloved, all distrustful of herself, and all trustful in God. She challenges the fiercest enemies. She is queen of her passions. She regulates all of her interior, her inclinations, the desires, the heartbeats, the thoughts, with such mastery that Jesus himself remains enamored, because he sees that this soul operates with such courage and strength. But she draws it and hopes for it all from him. So much so that in seeing this firm hope, Jesus cannot deny anything to this soul. Now, while Jesus would speak about hope, he would withdraw for a little, leaving a light in my intellect. Who can say what I comprehended about hope? If the other virtues all serve to embellish the soul, but can make us stagger and render us inconstant, hope instead renders the soul firm and stable, like those high mountains which cannot be moved a tiny bit. It seems to me that it happens to the soul invested by hope as to certain extremely high mountains, such that all the intemperances of the air cannot cause any harm to these mountains. Neither snow, nor winds, nor heat can penetrate into them. Whatever thing might be placed at their top, one can be sure of finding there where it was put, even if 100 years should pass. Just so is the soul clothed by hope. Nothing can harm her, neither tribulation nor poverty, nor do all the various accidents of life dismay her for one instant. She says to herself, I can do everything, I can bear everything, suffer everything, hoping in Jesus, who forms the object of all my hopes. Hope renders the soul almost omnipotent, invincible, and it administers to her the final perseverance. So much so that only then does she cease to hope and to persevere, when she has taken possession of the kingdom of heaven. Then she lays down hope and plunges all of herself into the immense ocean of divine love.